People around the world have been reacting to the debate between the two main candidates for president in the United States, President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. Met Tuesday night in Cleveland, Ohio, for the first of three planned debates. Many people overseas were critical of the language the candidates used during the 90-minute-long event. The two men insulted each other with name-calling and personal attacks. Speaking to Biden, Trump said, "I've done more things in 47 months as president than you've done in 47 years as a U.S. senator and vice president under former President Barack Obama." Biden described Trump as the worst president America has ever had. Several times, the former vice president called him a clown. The Associated Press reports that the candidates' comments and actions could have a big effect on America's international image. Observers from Asia and Australia to Europe and Africa looked for possible effects on financial markets. Michael Hewson is chief market expert at investment service CMC Markets UK. If last night's presidential debate was supposed to inform and educate, he wrote, all it did was merely confirm the credibility deficit in U.S. politics. Hewson accused the candidates of taking part in what can only be described as a fact-free name-calling contest. A highly divided and possibly legally contested U.S. election is coming, warned Stephen Innes of Axicorp, a foreign exchange trading services provider based in Sydney, Australia. With mail-in votes likely to be too high and possibly questioned, there is a chance that we will still not know the result by Inauguration Day, he said. By law, the winner of the election is to be sworn in on January 20th. Innes warned of a possible constitutional crisis if the election results are questioned or delayed. In Europe and Africa, people awoke Wednesday to news reports on the debate. The comments I've seen from various European press is basically, I'm happy I'm not an American voter this year. It's just a mess, said Jussi Hanimaki. He serves as a professor of international history at the Graduate Institute in Geneva in Switzerland. On Twitter, Kenyan commentator Patrick Gatara noted, "This debate would be sheer comedy if it wasn't such a pitiful and tragic advertisement for U.S. dysfunction." On Facebook, Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen criticized all the time spent on arguments at the debate Tuesday night. Fortunately, this is not the case in Denmark, and I never hope it will be like that, she wrote. Other leaders followed the debate, but kept their distance from American politics. Stefan Seibert is spokesman for German Chancellor Angela Merkel. He said Merkel was informed about what took place last night, but he refused to comment. In Russia, a spokesman for President Vladimir Putin, said he would not comment on the debate because it might be thought of as an attempt to interfere. The Russian Federation has never interfered in the internal affairs of the United States, and never will, he said. Walter Veltroni writes opinion pieces for Italy's Corriere della Sera newspaper. Veltroni, a former mayor of Rome, says he has seen every U.S. presidential debate since 1960. I have never witnessed a spectacle similar to the one last night, he wrote on Wednesday. He said the debate showed how there are two Americas that appear unable to exist together without conflict. Hu Shijin, editor of China's Communist Party newspaper, Global Times, noted the personal attacks and insults made by the two candidates. He wrote that the debate was a sign of America's overarching division. I used to like this kind of televised debate in American politics, but I have much more mixed feelings when watching it again now, Hu wrote. The Global Times often criticizes American policies. Foreign policy issues were largely missing from the debate. However, Trump did blame China for the coronavirus health crisis, which has killed more than 1 million people worldwide. He also accused China of paying Biden's son Hunter to provide advice. Joe Biden attacked Trump's trade deals with China for failing to help Americans. I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.